Here at the National Football Museum, we're finding out about football fans' knowledge of black players and managers. So, can you name three black players?
Paul Ince, Faustino Espria, Andy Cole.
Nedley King, Thierry Henry, Emil Heskey.
Yaya Toure, Ashley Cole, Wilfried Bony.
Okay, so what about black managers then?
No, I can't actually.
I know there is one, but I've forgotten his name. But I think there's one, but I'm not sure.
None. No, I cannot even think of one, no.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank at Queen's Park Rangers, Chris Hughton at Brighton and Hove Albion, and Keith Curl at Carlisle United. The only three black managers across 92 professional clubs in the Football League. That's just 3.3%, a stat that hasn't changed significantly in decades. Why is this? We followed the journey of Michael Johnson, a coach hoping to break the glass ceiling, who is also part of trying to find the solution.
When people say to me, well, you know, we've got, you know, there's no black managers, you tell me, you know, managers, there's managers and coaches that want to be in positions. It's just not happening.
BME people represent 25% of all professional players and 14% of the population, but just 4.2% of all those in senior coaching positions and only 3.3% of first team Football League managers. The Sports People's think tank were part of the research and represent the voices of athletes campaigning for change. Michael Johnson is an SPTT founding member and currently coaches at Cardiff City as an assistant with the under-21 side.
I visited him at the Vale Resort, Cardiff City's training ground. Johnson began by explaining to me that discrimination had been minimal across his playing career, which included more than 550 professional matches.
I wouldn't have said that player-on-player racism or discrimination was ever a problem. So I'd say as a player, it was very fans towards the players rather than anything else.
Johnson has completed every single football coach and management qualification possible, including his pro licence, governance, FA coach educator, all FA youth modules and his LMA diploma in football management, yet has applied for 40 jobs since his retirement and had just 3 interviews.
So you start to doubt yourself and you doubt the game that you've grown to love over the course of the time you've been involved with it, and you question yourself.
The statistics show that there's clearly a problem with a lack of BME managers and coaches. What do you think are the reasons for that?
It's a good question, because you do try and eliminate everything. And I thought about, okay, it's not qualifications wise. And then you start to think, okay, it might be experience. And then it comes down to, it could be the colour of your skin. They don't know any better, you know. So sometimes, you know, the chief execs, the chairmen will go with somebody they feel more comfortable with, somebody who looks like them, talks like them. And sometimes that's not always the best decision or road to go down.
Do you think enough is being done at the minute to encourage more BME managers and coaches?
No, absolutely not. There's still lots of work to be done. You know, you look at the current game right now, you know, I can count on one hand how many managers of colour are out there operating in the four levels of English football, which is really disappointing.
How important do you think role models are in changing the debate?
I think vitally important, because it's not enough. As a footballer, I remember Cyril Regis's, the Luther Blissett's, the John Barnes, but I want to feel like that, and I'm sure many others do with managers and coaches.
I'm now travelling to Manchester to meet established sports journalist Leon Mann, another Sports People's think tank founding member who is incredibly important to the BME cause, and begins our discussion by explaining to me how the organisation was formed when speaking at the National Football Museum.
The Sports People's think tank was formed as a result of frustration. The sports people I was speaking to felt there was a need to really emphasise an athlete's voice.
Mann then explains just why Michael Johnson's journey is so vital.
What makes Michael Johnson particularly important in all of this is the fact that he's not only within the system doing a job, but he's also recognising that there is a problem for the next generation and doing something about it through the Sports People's think tank. And I don't think that should be undervalued, because if we're going to say there's a problem, we can't just get into a job and then say that there isn't a problem because we have jobs.
The Rooney Rule was introduced by the National Football League in America to encourage diversity, through interviewing at least one minority candidate for each post. The SPTT believes it can help create change in the UK.
What we're not saying, what the Rooney Rule isn't, is giving a job to a black person because they're black. What we're doing is we're recognising that in the past there's been so much discrimination and so many problems that black people have struggled to get around the table as a result of unconscious bias and profiling, etc. So we're addressing that problem with positive action. All the evidence points towards a discrimination towards African and Caribbean people. That we have such a high proportion, have had such a high proportion of black players come through, that we should see much greater percentages working in coaching and management.
Leading social scientist Dr. Stephen Bradbury was the researcher behind the shocking statistics surrounding this issue. That research was presented to the All-Party Parliamentary Football Group in both 2014 and 2015, alongside the Sports People's Think Tank. Bradbury explained to me outside Parliament after the group's most recent meeting that whilst an opportunity to directly address governing bodies and MPs was welcome, positive action is needed to create change.
It provided a forum for discussion between those campaigning for change and those with their hands on the tiller of change, if you like. And in that sense, it led to an important debate. What needs to improve is to bring about some systemic change. If, as we all believe, that football, and particularly this arena around coaching, is rife with institutional discrimination, then there needs to be some kind of systemic or systematic change. Otherwise, we're just kind of playing around the edges.
So it's clear that with BME managers and coaches, there is an ugly side to the beautiful game. Football is surely missing out on such talent. Given how much the sport has evolved since it first began, could this be the next major change?